just one male Astellati, 50 meters recording distance. 17 January 1983. 11:53, 4.5 kilometers west of Ipulu. Zaire.
Kilometers west of Ipulu, Zaire. These are Dentai contact calls. A different group from yesterday. Same date at 8 o'clock. Thank you. anti-alarm contact calls. Staccatos of Al Pacino in the background. Dentai alarm calls, cohesion calls intermixed with Al Pacino staccato barks. Same day as preceding 08:10 hours. This is the 18th of January, 83, 6 kilometers west of Peru, Zaire. There were two booms there, separated by about 3 to 4 seconds. Except for the first boom, that was a complete recording of a dentai, presumably an adult male dentai, loud call series. So there were two booms separated by about three to four seconds. I only recorded the second boom, followed by, it seemed to me, two or three hacks, all of which were recorded. Same thing as preceding. Time 08:13. It's definitely a different group from yesterday. So we recorded this from at least two different males. Stop. Dentai alarm calls. There's a magnet, all the grunts. anti-contact call. And some of their sneeze calls, alarm calls as well. Same date as preceding. Time 8:19. Same date as preceding, Dentai. Cohesion calls, Albagina staccatos. Even some Albagina grunts in the distance. 8:22. And maybe we'll get some of their alarm calls. Same date as preceding. 8:32. Recorded three booms, one of them fairly strong, two in the distance, two different animals involved, and then the hacks, two different individuals again. The nearest one in our group gave only one, and then I think there were three from the neighboring group, and there was one Ascanius pop in the far distance in response to these. Fairly certain these are all. The booms and the hacks are all male dentis. Stop. The time is 8:37, same date as preceding. is the same group of Dentai. 0846 alarm calls from one individual. Stop. I've just seen a Midas with this group, which makes me wonder more and more about the booms and the hacks, whether they were really Dentai or whether they were Midas. It didn't sound like Midas to me, but perhaps this population has evolved somewhat different hacks and booms from those in Western Uganda. They're intermixed with the Dentai. Chirps from somebody, either Red Tails or Midas. One pop heard it earlier. There's another one. They're intermixed with Albagina and Dentai. Dentai. The chirps are from either the scanners or Midas. Dentai. Same. Just from Beatty's Hostility. 18 January 1983, about 6 kilometers west of Ekulu, Zaire. Time 10:38. Stop. Like a male to me making his chest, it sounded like a female, if anything. Stop. These are Ascanius chirps.
There's also one Twitter involved. 11:39. Approximately 6 kilometers west of Ipulu Station. Ipulu, sorry. Sayo. 18 January 83. Stop. Different group than we were yesterday. I'm sure this chest was given toward Lisa upon her approach to the group. The second of two booms. Was a Midas. There was a disturbance with something running on the ground. Then a Dentai gave two booms separated by about 5 seconds, followed by a long series of single unit hacks, interspersed with many pops from many red tails. I would say at least 4 red tails were giving pops. Then Blue Monkey began giving a car train or a series of hacks or pyons, of which I recorded the last one. This is with the same group we've been recording. The time is 12:17. Something large was running along the ground. Stop. There's even an Ascanius, not really a car train, but a series of hacks. Interestingly enough, there was not a sound on the red columbus during all of this disturbance in the log place. I'm not sure which group of Dentai this was. It could have been the same one we recorded this morning, or a second one. I'm not sure. Stop. Our guide thought that it was another group of Dentai, not the same one as we recorded this morning.
anti-contact calls in Alpha Genus Dakota. This is 1250, same day as BC. Some Pequinius moans there. In contact call. Those are Pequinius hacks in the distance. A snort from Angolensis. Another one. This is 13:17 hours. Another snort from Angolensis. Recording distance about 40 meters. For one Angolensis male. They're all getting toward us in apparent line.
18 January 83. 6 kilometers west of AP. Snorts from nearby. What happens? You're getting these snorts at the end of the male's proper burrow. These two animals are giving these kind of abbreviated grumbles at the end of the roar. Just from a Bidius Australidae, time 1332, still the 18th of January, 3, 6 kilometers west of Apuru. I think it was a poor recording. January 83, Bidius Chis, 9 kilometers west of Apulu, 1700 hours. Radius just in the far distance, same day as preceding. as a baby's chest. Faint one. Now these are all faint chiss, recording distance anywhere from 40 to 50 meters, same data as preceding. Hideous faint chiss. Yeah. 1715, same data. Same data as preceding. This was a multipartite agonistic encounter involving several Betius ostellati. There were squeals from juveniles and chiss and barks and yowls from adults. One was definitely chasing another. Looked like two adult males involved plus juveniles. And chiss. Same data, 1730. It's a different group of red colobus than previously recorded, and it's quite near the road in Old Sutton.
secondary forest. These were Baebius Astellaris chest, same date as preceding
1741.
Response to a pop by Red Tails.